Two of the loudest voices objecting to Detroit's bankruptcy adjustment plan have been bond insurers Syncora and Financial Guarantee Insurance Corporation, known as FGIC. Both companies left holding the bag in a $1.4 billion pension deal known as the swaps. Well, things just got much colder and bleaker for FGIC. That's because Syncora and the city have struck an 11th-hour deal. Chad Livengood of the Detroit News is with us. Now, Chad, on the very first day of this bankruptcy trial, Judge Rhodes virtually twisted the arm of Syncora's attorney and got him to say Syncora was looking for 75 cents on the dollar, and the city was offering, what, 6 cents?
They were offering 6 cents, according to Syncora's math, 10 by the city, But now they are apparently willing to settle for 26 cents on the dollar through a pretty amazing and complicated little package of cash, bond revenue off of parking revenue, and real estate. In particular, Syncora is a multinational insurance company. They're domiciled in Bermuda, and they happen to own the company that manages the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel. They picked up the American Roads LLC in that company's bankruptcy because that company owed Syncora money as well. Last year, they ended up just acquiring the firm, and with that, their lease for the American side of the tunnel. And so under this deal that they have struck with the city, they're going to get a 20-year extension of the lease through 2040 of the tunnel from the city of Detroit. They're going to get the parking garage below Grand Circus Park, which is a pretty popular parking garage within shouting distance of Comerica Park. And they're going to get some other opportunities, some real estate in and around the tunnel that would help allow American Roads to redevelop it. And they're going to get a coupon.
Tell us about this coupon.
A $6.25 million coupon that they can use to bid on other real estate, potentially the Ford Auditorium site right near the tunnel, and also even possibly Joe Louis Arena. So it's a really interesting turn of events here. We've gone from this really strident creditor that emergency manager Kevin Orr called the Huns of Wall Street. And essentially, they've been the back and forth, just name calling, real nasty. The same creditor just a few weeks ago was accusing a federal judge, Gerald Rosen, of scheming to rig the grand bargain and steal the art from other creditors' hands to benefit solely pensioners. And now this creditor has come full circle and is saying, we want to be part of Detroit's comeback. And essentially, the city is going to put its fiercest rival to work.
That's amazing. I love the quote that I read in the Detroit News with Syncora lawyer Stephen Hackney saying, quote, it feels better to be loving rather than fighting. Well, now what for FGIC, the last holdout?
Yeah, FGIC really is the last man standing because also yesterday, Oakland, Wayne, and Macomb counties came together and agreed to create this regional water authority and put down all of their objections to the city's plans and how it was going to manage the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department. So FGIC is this other multinational insurance company that is on the hook for $1.1 billion of insuring these pension bonds that the city took out to prop up its pension fund during the Kilpatrick administration. And so right now they're getting anywhere between 6 and 10 cents on the dollar based on the city's current offer. So it's going to come down to whether they can find some real estate, too. I mean, the city basically said that they're tapped out when it comes to cash. They're already having to borrow money to sort of facilitate some of these settlements, and there's only so much money to be sort of squeezed out of the city's coffers to begin with. And so this will become kind of a crucial aspect. The other thing about this Syncora thing, there's other parties not besides the city that have to agree to it, and in particular, UBS and Bank of America, they are the companies that were engaged in this interest rate swap that Syncora had insured. And when they got forced to take 29 cents on the dollar from the city and settle to a roughly $290 million claim, they take $85 million, they have held open the possibility that they'll go after Syncora for a $200 million insurance payment, basically.
Okay.
And Syncora wants those banks to agree that they won't have to pay $200 million. So, you know, in reality, Syncora could be getting closer into that 75 cents if they can get off the hook for a huge insurance payment, which frankly probably threatened the life of that company.
It does prove there is creative horse trading that can happen really at any point in this process.
Yeah, this story, it just continues to evolve by the hour, and it's been kind of a wild train to keep track of at times.
Chad Livengood, Detroit News, keeping track of the wild train ride for us with the Detroit bankruptcy proceedings. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks for having me.